Thanks for joining the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is two masterminds in one, where we talk about something that you've asked inside of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group on one side, and then the last half of the call, it's something that's on my mind. I'm very thankful today we have a wonderful guest host who's going to lead the way, my friend Nakia Dollar from Huntsville, Alabama.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, one and all. I hope you're having an amazing day. It's Nakia Dollar again in Huntsville, Alabama, the Rocket City, your favorite Huntsville connection. I was thinking in a couple of masterminds and things that I've been in this week, the group BNI, the Business Networking International, has come up several times. And I know several of us are BNI members, but I can tell you that even if you don't participate, I want to encourage you to go visit a meeting. When I tell you the opportunity to, one, streamline your pitch, a 45-second elevator pitch for who you are as a business person, they do that each and every week. So they get really, really good at it. And they also function based on referrals. Now, I don't know if you know this. Fun fact, all business grows based on referral. I know. I'm really not telling you anything you haven't heard before. And yet, when we really take the time to nurture relationships, it can really transform our business. This community is an example of that. So I've been really intentional lately to attend networking events. And for the pre-show this morning, I would really love to hear those of you who feel like you network at a high level. How do you do that? What is it that you do that helps you stand out in a networking group or event? And I'll tell you about an event I attended last week. And as I shifted my mindset around networking events, I feel like I've gotten a good bit of traction on just making connections with people. So now's the time when you put your hands up so we can have a conversation. And because I'd love to hear about what it is that you have done to network. Because when you go to a networking event, how you approach it and your desired outcome, your mindset about when you are there, it can really transform the way that your outcomes, what is you walk away with. And that will lead us into our book topic for today. And if you have one, I'm going to be talking about The Go-Giver, the little story about powerful business ideas. So Robin, thank you for being our first penguin and throwing your hand up first. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Good morning. I when I first started my career, I found myself going to networking events, but they were all just a bunch of realtors. And I realized, you know, that wasn't going to help. And I felt, you know, I randomly met these women, and they were a chapter of the American Business Women's Association, and it's a national organization. And I've been a member since 2014, I think. I've served on the board, and I've probably gotten 10 transactions out of that over the last 9 or 10 years, and referrals nationally. And I think what you have to do is, one, you have to do something that you enjoy, that means something to you, that is authentic to you. So if you love animals, then go do pet adoptions. But if you don't like dogs, the SPCA is not the place for you. If you like to read, wine clubs, you know, I'm also a member of my brewery's mug club, and I've got a listing right now from that. So when you get out into your community and you do things, everything is networking. But if you're going to find a networking group like an ABWA, the Polka Dots is another women's business group. If you're going to do, you know, 100 men, any of those things, make sure it's authentic to you. Show up and participate in the meetings. Do not spray and pray your card and all of that. You just want to go be a part of it and get to know the people.
Absolutely. Spray and pray. Let's not be spray and prayers. What a great nugget, Robin. Thank you so much. Latoya Black, would you like to share this morning?
Good morning. So you do want to do something that you love. And good morning, everybody. Also, when you're in a business networking setting, whether your peers are agents or not, if they run a business, offer to give them a Google review and ask them to give you a Google review. You tend to connect that way. During networking events that I have done, the ones that have given me a review and more than that, the ones that I've given a review, we've had a better connection.
Yeah,
That's it.
that's good. That's a great point. I've never thought to ask for a Google review, so thank you for that. Nuggets all around. Miss Orly, and then Tulio, you're going to be after Orly. Good morning.
Good morning. Great job. So a couple of networking events. If you're involved in a business networking event like BNI used to be involved in LTIP or the Chamber, get very involved. Get on the board of directors. Show them your organizational skills, how you show up, how you take the bull by the horn and head a committee so they can see what our problem-solving skills are, because it's the same skills that we use in real estate. And when you show up authentically as yourself, then they see the value in what you do, and that's probably the way you run your business as well. But if you're not going to a business event, I mean, I've picked up referrals from a cake decorating class I took, pottery, and not even talking about real estate, just connecting with people on a really, core level. And then organically, they ask you what you do, and they become to like you. And it's like, oh, do you mind? I mean, I've had people come up to me after yoga. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about real estate? Because they know I'm a realtor. And I said, you know what? After the class is over, give me a call and I'll be happy to answer it. So just show up and show them who you are.
Be authentic. Awesome. Thank you so much, Orly. Tulio, you have the mic next, and Tyler, you'll be after him.
Yeah, so I treat these opportunities a lot like I would talking to a client. I ask them a lot of open-ended questions. I ask them their story. I like to find out genuinely why they started that business or why they are in that business, what they do exceptionally well, what they do differently. And I've actually asked them if they want to step outside and do a video with me so I can promote their business right in front of their van, showing their pest control company or whatever their service is, so I can promote them right there on the spot and make it really about them and not about me at all, particularly at those events. And then as soon as I do one referral to them and do it via the three-way text and show them how I connect them with someone, that's when it's time to start asking, kindly for them if they'd reciprocate as well. And teach them, say, the way that I showed you that I did that referral with that three-way text. When you have the opportunity, would you be so kind as to reciprocate and do it that way for me? And teach them how to refer business to each other. That's how I do it at these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's such a good point to do a quick video to promote their business and talking to them when they're just kind of being their authentic self. That's a great share. Thank you, Tulio. Tyler, Dan, you're going to be up next after Tyler.
Good morning. Just like Tulio had just said, ask not what your community can do for you, but what you can do for your community. And seek first to understand what you can contribute to those individuals you're looking to network with. There are very common mistakes that people make when networking by going around and handing out cards, and that's that spray and pray. When you're at a networking event, the first thing is don't talk to the people you already know. And when you ask for a business card or when someone offers one, ask for two so that you can refer them to somebody else. Because, like Tulio said previously, you teach people how to treat you and how to refer you. And so you have to learn how to network well by doing the things that others don't to stand apart. Thank you.
That's a great point. I think asking for two business cards is a is an interesting way. I encourage all business owners, if you don't have some form of digital business card that you can text, take a moment. I set mine up in at family reunion, like 2021, in 3 minutes at a mastermind. I've updated, modified it ever since, but I still use it to this day. And it's a great way to share my contact information and, more importantly, get the other person's contact information, because now I have a means to connect with them after the event. And that's valid, because I can text, is like, okay, I'm sending you this text message, make sure it came through. Okay, great. So, and it's worked. And then there's the secondary part of making sure that you save them and put notes in there, so that when you go back into your contacts, you're like, where did I meet this person? There's a story for another time. Dan, you're next. And Heather, George, you'll be following up Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me share. Yeah, two items. Yes, I venture out to attend these networking events, especially like the Chamber of Commerce or even the township organizations that they have, provided that they're serving breakfast, especially the morning meetings. But I mainly go there to seek out service providers that I don't have in my portfolio for my potential, my clients and all that, okay? And then second, I'm involved in the Piscataway community as a leader of a nonprofit, the Piscataway Historical and Heritage Society. And, you know, because it's my love for history here in Piscataway, New Jersey. You know, the American Revolution throughout New Jersey took place here. And it's just the contacts you make. And also, I saw that John Kuhn said he's an elected official. I suggest you reach out to like a historical society you might have in town, such as that, to, if you're into history, to get to know the people. And, you know, I broadcast all the history, historical, on my Facebook pages that I belong to. And, you know, that brings in a lot of feedback and comments.
Awesome. Good deal. Thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate you sharing. Heather, you're up next. Mary Ellen, you're going to be after Miss Heather, our fishing lady.
Hello, hello from Southwest Florida. So, so many awesome nuggets. So I'm going to give you the one that I stole that I absolutely love. So how do you get people to keep your business card? This is how you get people. Oh, I can't do it away from my face. How you get people to keep your business card is that you put discounts to your favorite places on the back of it. So you go to a business and you say, I'm going to bring you new business. All you have to do is honor this when it gets shown to you and give them 10% off. It gets them new business and it gets people to keep your business card and people to give it to friends and do all of that wonderful thing, so that when they remember and they hear a conversation about real estate, they're like, oh my gosh, I have her card in here, because no one can ever remember your name when it matters. But your card is in their wallet right there for them. And you say, I'm going to give you two so that you can give this to a friend. So, that is my pearl number one. My pearl number two is going to be this. If you have the opportunity to be on mentorship and or membership, highly recommend them, because what this does is it gives you an opportunity to be in front of all the new people and to help show them how to network. And then you become an expert in this concept. So it's really great to be able to do that. And you get to have that conversation about, this is what the chamber business, whatever it happens to be, can do for you. And here's how I can help you. And you make those strong connections immediately. And you're always in the know about who's new and who you need for businesses in there. So there you go.
That's awesome. I just want to recap that nugget, because I know people have been coming on as we've been talking. We're talking about networking and we're sharing what we have done or what we've learned as far as networking. And previously we talked about joining groups. So your local chamber of commerce, your local organization that does something in the community that resonates with you. And Heather saying, if you have an opportunity within those groups, Orly mentioned, to get engaged, because every group is looking for leadership. Okay. Everyone is looking for leadership. We know that leadership is challenging. We know that with the right leadership, organizations can do amazing things. So organizations are always looking for leaders. And if you can, be a part of their mentorship and membership committees. So you get in front of, authentically as you, everyone in the group, and are able to, and you are being of service. So that is a powerful nugget, because every group is always looking for somebody in to help them grow their members, to help people get the most out of their membership within the organization. That's great. Mary Ellen, you're next. Bonnie, you're going to be follow up. You're going to follow up, Mary Ellen.
Good morning, everyone. So I started my business doing networking. That's how I started over 20 years ago. And has it changed? A little bit. But honestly, what you would do, you go to a room, you don't know anyone. You start, like Tulio said, you ask a lot of questions. You want to have a meaningful conversation with them. And usually within the first 10 seconds, you know whether the people are a giver or they're a taker. You want to surround yourself around the givers. You don't want the people who just want you to buy their products, right? So you are there to connect. You have your phone with your electronic information, and you get it right then and there, and you book a one-on-one coffee interview, video interview, something with them right then and there, because you know that they're connectors. So your job is to be a connector in the community. So that's what you're doing. And you're asking questions about them on how you can give them business. It is not about you. It is all about them.
Great point. Yeah. And if you can't book the one-to-one there, that's your follow-up opportunity to book a coffee date conversation, what have you, to learn more. Depending on how big the networking event is, that may be a challenge. And yet recognize that the networking event or the group is your introduction. The way that you get closer is you schedule a one-to-one.
You know, so. And just be a leader. Be a leader. If there's like three people sitting around, connect with all three, have coffee with all three. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really build smaller groups within these large groups that you have. Be a leader and awesome. A connector.
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Bonnie, you're up next. And Bree, you'll follow Bonnie.
Hey, good morning, Nakia. Thanks so much for letting me share. So I had somebody share a really great tip for really increasing the impact that I get out of networking groups. So I've been doing this and it really transforms it. So if you're going to a networking event, call the person that organized it or the people that organized it and say, hey, I'm so excited to be coming. And ask them, who are the people that you think I really need to meet while I'm there? Find out a list. Is it 2, 3, 4 people that I really need to connect with while I'm there? And then go do your research, right? Look them up on LinkedIn, find out about their businesses, learn about them. And then the key is come early to the event, come help the organizer set up and organize, even if it's just, you know, setting up signs, greeting people, whatever, but be there and be a help. And then as the event is going on, connect with that organizer and say, hey, you mentioned, you know, Todd, you said I really needed to meet Todd. Is he here? I would love to connect. And have them take you over to connect with them, because when they come over, first of all, you've just helped them, so they're full of gratitude for you, but also they're always going to supersize like how amazing you are when they introduce you to Todd, and they're like, Todd, you really need to meet Bonnie, she's so great at XYZ. And so you've got that referral, right? And we know that referrals work in our business, that word of mouth and that trust is conferred from one person to another. And then that's a connection and a conversation that's going to be 10 times more meaningful than just going up and shaking hands, you know, because you got so many people there. So go deep on 3 or 4 or 5.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Ask, who should I meet? Who should I know? Who here do you think would be a great person for me to connect with? That's a great question, Bonnie. Thank you so much. Bree, you're up next. And Jean Marie, you'll follow Miss Bree.
Thank you and good morning. And I love that, Bonnie. One of my favorite books on
Got it.
It takes a deep dive into networking is The 7 Levels of Communication by Michael Mayer. And that is one of the things that he says. And he also says you should wear your name badge on your right shoulder, because when you lean in to shake hands with someone, it brings that shoulder closer so that they can see your name. But my share is networking is one of those things that really lights me up, because I am an energetic and enjoy people. And I guess about 6 months ago, there was an opportunity here in Charlotte to start a Women's Business League chapter. And one of the things that I know is that it's hard to get the realtor seat. So while I thought about it, it was okay, here's an opportunity where I can be the chapter leader and build a table that I want to see. And one of those things that comes from that is you get to curate the energy at the table. And having that energy and that culture, it's a lot like building a market center where if you don't have the culture that breeds networking and referrals and such, then it makes it hard for as a unit to begin with. And one of the things I find is that there are a lot of business and entrepreneurs that don't get the training that we get at Keller Williams and the coaching. So it's a great opportunity for you to share something like the One Thing book or the MREA that translates across multiple industries. Excuse me. And the other thing is Phil Jones, when I did the certification in New York, I asked a question about networking because I had not long left one. And he said, when you go to a networking event, most people ask the question of, what do you do? And he said, stop. He said, you should respond with, I help blank with blank. Because when you ask a person what they do and they say they're a butterfly social engineer, and if you don't know what that is, you just get stuck at, okay, that's great. So how are you enjoying the event? So just really, really being curious about, well, sharing who you help and how you help them.
I definitely appreciate asking, responding, I help blank with blank, because in a world of engineers who I know there are literally thousands of different types of engineers. And Northern Alabama, Huntsville in particular, is surrounded by engineers. And it's really easy just to say, well, I'm an engineer. And I will ask what type, because I want to get them talking. But Jean Marie and then Jamie and then Tim, if you're available, I didn't get with you to hear why you chose the song. So after Miss Jamie, you'll be up, okay?
Okay, Nikki, I'll be quick. You're doing a great job today. So much good stuff here. Here's my message for those who are new in the business or sort of behind the scenes kind of agents. What Orly said was absolutely spot on. Be in those on those committees where you can be the leader, the support. Heather, ha smart, smart, smart with the business cards, and. What Bree just said, asking the right questions, like Tulio said, open-ended questions. Here's something that I heard this week on a podcast. A great question to ask is when you meet somebody is, so are you working on anything interesting, or what are your passion projects? You obviously you have their business card, you know what they do, who they are, but finding out, going a little deeper and finding out really who they are as a person is will make the connection that much tighter. And then you can talk about your passion project. And let me just say, we know that this group here on a daily basis is a mastermind, but this is also a networking opportunity. So we do this regularly, and I don't know who it was who said, not many business owners have the skills that we have to network. That's the value that we bring to the business communities that we're part of. That's what I got.
Awesome. Thank you, Jean Marie. That's a great point. This is a mastermind. This is a networking opportunity, and how you choose to show up here can show up in the bottom line of your business. Jamie, you're up next, and then Tim, if you want to, after Miss Jamie, please.
Good morning from the Swan City. So I am a energetic as well, but I'm also like an extroverted introvert, so it's a little weird, right? I feed off of the people, but at the same time, I'm like,
I need a
when is
break.
this going to be over and can I go home? But with that, so firstly, my mentor, when I first in my Rainmaker, when I first got into real estate, you know, she was pushing me out to do that more. And so we would go and she's like, find five people you do not know. So that's the first thing. And I'll say, make it intentional. I have at least a minimum of one networking event per week on my 411. So that is something that I have to do. So make it intentional. And then when I'm there, it's find five people that I don't know. And then see who I can introduce them to, like be that connector person for them. And like as Brie was saying, we don't, not everyone gets the training and things that we do get. So I will always ask them what's new and what's good in their business and their life. So I just have something positive to talk about. And then usually they'll be excited about it. So that then you have that item to take to the next person that you introduce them to and say, hey, you know, this is Nakia. She loves blank. Or this is what she's great at. This is what she's looking for. And also asking what their ideal avatar client is. So you can make sure you're referring them the right people. And then with that, obviously being authentic, like Aurelie was saying, whether you choose to volunteer, like don't forget these other things are also networking events. Like I volunteer with my church. I get the privilege of being the diversity chair for our Realtor Association in our office. And I do a lot of community service. So those are always when I'm looking for ways to connect people just as, and, you know, having that moment with them. I mean, like, oh, wait, I was just at this event yesterday and I met this person. I need to connect y'all, and just being that connector for people.
Awesome.
Like, intentional about it.
Good deal. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jamie. I really appreciate that. Show up in spaces where you are doing something that brings you joy and happiness and that will resonate with the people that you're interacting with. 100%. And that you said you're extroverted, introvert, introverted, extrovert. It's ambivert. I have found out that I am that. How I am right now is probably my most animated most of the time because we're on video. You cannot be not animated on video. It falls flat. It takes a lot of the energy out of however you're showing up. Tim, are you on the call?
I am. Good morning, Nakia. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. Splish Splash was the song this morning, albeit technical difficulties. Whose walk-up song is that?
So that is a walk-up song for both Maria and Jess. We found out last year at Safety Harbor that Maria loves to run baths for people. And so she ran a bath for Jess because Jess was having a rough day. So we kind of, you know, tease her about that and everything. But I guess the plan in Tampa this year is she's supposed to run a bath for Ian and Juan. Don't know if they're doing it at separate times or together, but I know they're planning it, I guess. I don't know.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, August 28th, 2025. I'm your guest host, Nakia Dollar, in Huntsville, Alabama, for your Pivot Shift Ahead Morning Mastermind. Thank you for everyone who participated actively in the pre-show. That is now a podcast. You're welcome to pop over to Spotify and listen to previous recordings of the pre-show. And as always, we're going to start the day with Tell Me Something Good. And yet, I'm going to give you a preview of what our topic is. I'm a book nerd. And yes, I've brought another book. It's not specifically real estate related, but it's related to what it is that we do. And a great segue from our pre-show. We're talking about The Go-Giver. All right. Specifically, I'm going to talk about one of the laws, but I'll get into that later. If you've got a copy, go grab it, flip it to page 123. And first, we're going to go through our Tell Me Something Goods. Miss Celeste, did you want to tell us something good?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nakia. You're doing an awesome job this morning in following with the pre-show. My something good is I'm in a new city and I knew not one person. I've been here like 2 months. So my something good is I stepped out. I went to my first chamber meeting. I decided to talk about my side hustle, which is being a health coach, because the presentation was being done by a realtor, of course. So I wanted to do something different. That attracted a lot of people to me. In the interim, what I decided to do was create my own space, like Bree spoke about, to create that culture at my table and to help. And so when people ask me what I do, I say I help busy people get healthy. But at the same time, I went on to talk about, but you know what I want to do for you? And I spoke to the women in the room and I brought back something from my COVID days. I recreated a business breakfast meeting called Breakfast with Boss Business Babes. I invited 20 in person. I created a beautiful marketing piece, sent it out on a video invite yesterday and got 9 RSVPs last night.
Yes.
In one day, and the others said they're going to show up. So I'm like, oh my God, we're going to go out of our space before we start. So that's just listening to what you guys say, getting up off my butt and going to my first chamber meeting and meeting a lot of people. And I was also invited to be on one of the community boards for the district by someone that was there as well. They like my energy. So thank you guys for pouring that great energy into me and helping me to get going. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for taking action. That is fantastic. We can give you all the nuggets and we can share all the wonderful things to do. You pick the thing that resonates the most with you and you run with it. So way to go. Congratulations. I'm certain that you, as you continue, that will be successful. Miss Brianna Lowe and Boca.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So yesterday I was at my daughter's school. She just started a new preschool and they have a mom's club, and It was awesome because I have an opportunity to get in front of a lot of new faces, learn more about the school. They were asking for volunteers for an upcoming event, and this is where I thrive. So I was really excited. I'm getting involved that way, and I didn't have to say a word about real estate yet. And I've already had people ask me questions because they followed me on Instagram or they follow me on social media just because we're in the same, you know, parents of the same class. So I think it just kind of goes to the last conversation and also to this, is that getting in the room where things happen and being the volunteer to raise your hand and getting noticed first.
Nice. Absolutely. It's how you show up. And that's a great segue into our topic today on the Go-Giver. I mentioned the page just because if you want to look at it, but you know, there are five laws that are discussed in the Go-Giver, and the one we're going to focus on, which we've kind of already been focused on in the pre-show, is the law of authenticity. The most valuable gift that you have to offer is yourself. This law emphasizes that real success isn't about what you sell, the service you provide, or the skills that you bring to the table. It's about who you are while doing it. People are drawn to genuineness and sincerity. They can sense when interactions are transactional versus authentic. Now, in every business or personal exchange, you are the greatest asset. Products, services, and strategies may change, but your true character, values, presence create the strongest foundation for trust and influence. Authenticity fosters trust and lasting relationships when you show up as your real self, including your strengths, your vulnerabilities, and integrity. People are more likely to connect with you on a deeper level. This connection makes collaboration, loyalty, and opportunities naturally flow. So instead of trying to impress or perform, focus on being honest, transparent, and present. Share your genuine thoughts and feelings in conversations rather than what you think others want to hear within, you know, read the room. Build relationships on trust, care, not manipulation or short-term gain. Think the long game. Recognize that authenticity doesn't mean perfection. Sometimes your imperfections make you more relatable and trustworthy. So in the story, Joe discovers that success isn't about crafting the perfect pitch or image. When he embraces his true self without pretense, he becomes more effective because people respond to realness rather than performance. So the law of authenticity teaches us that our greatest competitive advantage isn't what you do, but who you are while doing it. So I say that's the segue from our previous conversation, because without telling the guest on the pre-show what our topic was, we were naturally talking about showing up authentically. So I'd love to hear, so Vinny, did you want to comment on the law of authenticity, or would your hand up from Tell Me Something Good?
Combo?
Both?
Both, yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. So I want to say thank you to the group, right? My friend Phil has joined me in real estate. He just passed his state exam. This is inspirational as he was going through the process of getting his license. And it also, I think, helped heal him physically. He's a little bit under weather today, so I'm thankful for this group. And he showed up a lot more transparent than I would ever be with his health challenge and what he's going through. So shout out to him. He's not here today, but shout out to the group. As always, I'm listening in the background, totally inspired. So yes, thank yourself.
Thank you, Vinny. Eva.
Good morning. So I was on also Tell Me Something Good, but about the law of authenticity, it's very true. And one of the things about the Something Good is I have grandbaby number 7 was born this morning. It's 5:38 in the morning. And one of the things that you said, you know, read the room, when I'm introducing myself, if nothing's happening, I just mentioned that I'm either mom of 8 or I have the how many grand, and then the conversation just goes. And just keeping it real, right? Just keeping it to yourself. And one of the things that we've learned here is ask a lot of questions. Ask about them. People love to talk about them, and the conversation will just flow.
Absolutely. Congratulations on another grandbaby, and thank you so much for sharing. Dean Moss, what do you got for us, my friend?
Good morning. 7 grandbabies for somebody that's only 24 years old. I don't know. I don't think biologically possible. Hey, thanks for letting me share, Nikki. Good to see you again. And authenticity is fear for a lot of people when they're younger. If you remember back when you were younger, you wanted to belong. You wanted to look good. You wanted to be popular. And what you find as you grow older is that you could literally be popular by strictly being yourself. People like uniquenesses in you. Are you going to mess up? Are you going to say something that maybe didn't fall the right way? Yeah, but that's part of who you are. So never plan craziness too much. Just be you. Just a little thought. Thanks for letting me share that, Nikia.
Thank you so much. I know. I tell my kids all the time, it's weird because I'm weird. Like, the fact that you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, that's not what's weird. It's the fact that my child is dating. That's what's weird. Okay, enough about me. Kira, you're up next, and then Tulio is going to follow you.
Okay, so authenticity is my jam. One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show up as myself, because guess what? That is your superpower, guys. No one can ever be you. So when I say I lean into this, I lean into this because energy is currency, which I say that all the time. But I used to try to dim my light because, you know, my tagline is your real estate cheerleader, because that is me through and through. I'm your life cheerleader. I really want to see people win, and it's genuine. And so I think when you show up as yourself, the questions just naturally come and you're just curious. So show up as yourself, know that that is your superpower, and like everyone else is taken. So yeah, do you, boo.
Awesome. Thank you, Kira. Tulio, and then Nikki, you'll follow Tulio.
Nikia, when you were going through the list of things, I believe it was like what makes up authenticity. One of the words you almost stopped on was present, was be present. And I think that's one of the most critical things when we're with anyone, our clients, our children, our spouse, definitely our spouses. But I think there's a reason why the word present is also used as a gift, to give someone a present. It's because you're giving yourself to them. You're giving your full attention to them. Look at them with your eyes. Listen. Take notes. Because y'all know I do a lot of script practicing and role play. I notice often with people, they're so focused on what they're going to say next that they're not present. And when you take notes and you genuinely listen to people, and then you can use the Phil Jones line, because you said this, let's go down that road. Tell me more about that. Then they see that you genuinely care about them. So be present, because it's a present.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Tulio. Always the calm voice of reason. Nikki, you're up next. Bree, you will follow her. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Thank you, Nikia. So what I've been doing to show up more authentically and just create deeper connection with my clients is just finding things that we both are interested in going and doing that. So recently, like with two separate clients, two separate occasions, gone to take a Pilates class with them, because we had recently closed, and as like in an effort to kind of celebrate going to do that and then like having lunch. That's one thing, because it just takes me out of that realtor role and allows me, and sweating with people is bonding as well. Allows me to grow deeper. And then the other thing is just taking them to lunch too. A great opportunity is after closing, or dinner after closing. If you don't have that chance, later on is fine too, because breaking with bread with people naturally bonds you. And I know that during the real estate transaction, 30, 45, you know, 3 months, although we do talk a lot and we do, I feel like just the breaking of the bread just takes the relationship to that next level and allows me to show up more authentically in the relationship moving forward, and just a little bit outside of just that realtor role. So that's my two cents.
That's so good. You know, there's something about bringing people together around food, and you're at your most comfortable. You get to see people really as themselves. So thank you for sharing that. Bree, you're going to share with us, and then Ricardo safely after Bree.
Yes, thank you. So, man, when you talk about being authentic, and I often say that your energy introduces you before you speak. And if you walk into a room and your energy is low, or you feel like you have to be something that you're not, it's going to show like straight away. And I feel like if you have self-awareness, and before you read the room, read yourself and know that, am I operating in my, am I walking in my why? Am I walking in my purpose? Like, am I truly living or am I existing? And if you can get that clarity for yourself first, when you walk into rooms, you'll know if it's a room you should be in, when you're in, if it's a circle that you should be a part of, and if it's energy that you should subscribe to. So it's being true and honest and genuine to who you are and what you believe, irrespective of what anyone says or tells you, and knowing that and walking boldly in that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bree. Dropping nuggets. We love it. Ricardo and then Reggie, you shared something in the chat I would like for you to share after Ricardo, if you're in a space where you can, pretty please. Ricardo.
Good morning, beautiful people, and thanks for allowing me to share, Nakia. You're killing it. I always told new agents, real recognize real. And if you're not being authentic of who you are, people are going to look at you real unfamiliar. So you can't go to somebody and just automatically say, I'm a realtor, you know, this is what I can do for you. You need to go in there, add value, whether it's and it's not just for prospective clients, it's also for other agents as well. You're going to be in a room with, like, I'm on my way to a brokerage fintech event right now, and it's a brokerage that I used to be in at Carolina One in Charleston, South Carolina. And I know everyone's going to try to recruit me and everything, but everybody knows I'm not going nowhere, because it doesn't matter what brokerage you're with. But people know I am that person that they want to work with on the other side. So it's not just looking for those clients and being real with them. It's also looking and doing things with other agents and going to the networking events, going to the real producer events, going to your commerce, as everyone was saying, and just be yourself. Because people are going to want to work with you because of what you do, not because of your numbers or because of anything else. It's you that they want to work with. Thanks for allowing me to share.
And thank you for sharing. Rock on. Man, we got some great, I don't know if y'all are taking something from today, but like, if you ever felt like you don't show up, or if you ever felt out of sorts, find a space where you are in sorts and just be yourself. And that energy that you put out will bring people to you. Reggie, can you come off mute and share what you shared in the chat, pretty please?
Okay, I tried.
Yeah, you did it.
Yes, I just, I used that mantra that I put in there to just prepare myself to go out. And the real part of it is when I'm showing my authentic self, I allow them to call, I call out their authentic self so that, and then I welcome that authentic self. So I remind myself to do that.
Will you say it?
Oh, you want me to say?
Yes, I want it on the recording. Please.
Okay. I'll try to say it. I'm in a public place, so let me.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll read it. You're in a public place. I'll get it. I'll read it. Okay. His mantra says, listen first. Share one real thing from a cracked place, not the polished version. Match their energy, not a mask. Be authentic, and you will call out their authentic self. Welcome and celebrate that real person.
No, yes.
That's a word. That's a word.
It helps me.
And you just help all of us by sharing that.
Good.
You're in a real place. You might not be able to see all the screens, but there's a lot of claps, a lot of slaps, snaps. So, Reggie, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Lenora, you're up next, and then Emanuela, you'll close us out.
Oh. Hey there. Okay, sorry. Lost that mute button. In any case, the thing I believe works very well is to pattern interrupt with your authenticity. So it's very easy for us to fall into a script when people say, like, how are you doing? I'm doing okay. What do you do? I'm a realtor. Like, pattern interrupt with who you really are. So I've learned that this year, because people have been like, can I take you out for coffee? And I don't drink coffee. So I have started saying, well, I don't drink coffee, but I eat ice cream. And it like catches them off guard. they start laughing, and they do. They take me out for ice cream, and I think it becomes a memorable situation because it's not what they expected, but it's really who I am.
Nice, I love that. Pattern interrupt. Thank you so much for sharing, Emanuela.
Thank you so much, Nakia. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about in story form. I remember a while back, I had gotten a referral from a friend of mine and didn't really know this person from Adam. So, I had a whole script in mind, knocking on the door, knowing exactly what to say. And she opened the door and I said, "Hi." We had a 5 o'clock appointment. It's 5 o'clock. Are you still available? May I come in? And she says, "Girl, I know who you are. Come on in." It took me by surprise because I was representing a refined self and was given permission to just be me. And so some of the hindrances that we have from being authentic is wanting to be long and wanting to be accepted. And so when you realize, when you do, whether it's some grounding or like Reggie does some affirmations and say, "I'm worthy to be here. I have something of value to bring," you give yourself permission to be you with all the proclivities and all the shortcomings and all the relaxed self that you could, because you deserve to be there. So I just wanted to share that and thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, everyone who took the time to share today. You are what makes this community great. I just want to remind you that the law of authenticity teaches that your greatest competitive advantage isn't what you do, but who you are while doing it. Go make it a great day on purpose. You've received your inspiration. Now go put in the perspiration. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Nakia, so much for hosting today. I appreciate it. Hey, if you enjoyed what we talked about on this call, you're invited to hang out in the community. You can join the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. It's super simple. Go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you'll find us. Next, if you want to get connected to what we do, go to jamesdshaw.com, and it has a link to how to join the mastermind call live on Zoom, along with information on everything we do, including our membership community, the Inspire Collective. We'll see you next time. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.